from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news first, the headline. Indonesian President Joko Widodo appreciates support from 38 countries for Indonesia's membership in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres shocked by increased Israeli military activity in Rafah. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo welcomed the decision of 38 countries to support Indonesia's membership in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, he said in his statement after inspecting the Konawe Hospital Regional Public Service Agency in Konawe Regency, Southeast Sulawesi Province, Indonesia, on Tuesday. President Joko Widodo also explained Indonesia's membership in the organization is significant to access more global investment.
Pemerintah sangat mengapresiasi atas.
The government highly appreciates the acceptance of Indonesia as a member of the OECD. This is very important because it is an organization for developed countries, and we hope that by entering there, it will be easy to access investment, easy to access international institutions that are beneficial to our country.
Akses ke investasi, mudah mengakses ke lembaga-lembaga internasional yang bermanfaat bagi negara kita.
President Joko Widodo added membership in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development will help Indonesia avoid the middle-income trap. Indonesia's joining the organization is also expected to encourage Indonesia's transition into a developed country. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres was shocked by the increased Israeli military activity in and around Rafah in southern Gaza. This was conveyed by Secretary General's deputy spokesperson Farhan Haq in a press statement on Tuesday. He said the Secretary General reiterated his call for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire and the release of all hostages.
We would not be here if there was no leadership by Indonesia in helping us develop a framework on blue economy last year. We would not be here if there was no leadership by Indonesia in helping us develop a framework on blue economy last year. And now we are moving ahead this year with working on a full implementation strategy for blue economy. Work is already in progress. The ASEAN leaders have also tasked us to build an entire ASEAN-led focal group. All the 10 countries of ASEAN are nominating what I call blue economy champions who are going to be part of the working committee, who are going to help in developing a full strategy of implementation for the economic growth and development and sustainability under blue economy.
Farhan Haq also said the current conditions further hamper humanitarian access and worsen the already dire situation. At the same time, Hamas continues to fire rockets indiscriminately. Next, we have the ASEAN Secretary General, along with Ambassador of Japan to ASEAN and the UNDP Indonesia's country representative, officially launched the ASEAN Blue Economy Innovation Project. Met after the event in Jakarta on Tuesday, ASEAN Deputy Secretary General for the ASEAN Economy Community, Satvinder Singh, said the ASEAN Blue Economy Innovation Project wouldn't have been implemented if Indonesia didn't take the lead in developing a blue economy framework for ASEAN. Satvinder Singh added, since the adoption of the ASEAN Blue Economy Framework in September 2023, ASEAN has continued to take steps forward in a concerted effort in a bid to enhance the sustainable utilization of marine and freshwater resources for the economic growth and prosperity for ASEAN people. The Indonesian House of Representatives will hold a series of inter-parliamentary meetings in the 10th World Water Forum in Nusa Dua, Bali on May 19 to the 21st, 2024. This was conveyed by Deputy Speaker of the House, Rahmat Gobel, when opening the plenary meeting of the House of Representatives for the fifth session period of session year 2023-2024 at Nusantara II Building, Senayan, Jakarta on Tuesday. He invited every supporting element to be involved and participate actively.
Melalui tema mobilizing parliamentary
through the theme Mobilizing Parliamentary Action on Water for Shared Prosperity, parliamentarians from around the world will have the opportunity to take steps to address water scarcity, increase parliamentary cooperation in expanding access to clean water, and mobilize action on water for global security and prosperity.
Rahmat Gobel hopes parliamentarians from around the world who attend can contribute through ideas, aspirations, and inputs to produce straightforward and comprehensive solutions. He added that parliamentary involvement is also the key to the success of the World Water Forum. The Indonesian Ministry of Health urges prospective pilgrims to be aware of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome Coronavirus, or MERS-CoV, following the finding of the three latest cases until April 2024 in Saudi Arabia. Head of the Ministry's Hajj Health Center, Lili Marhendro Susilo, in Jakarta on Tuesday, said, in response to this information, efforts that can be made by prospective pilgrims are to maintain health and fitness with nutritious food intake that is well processed, if necessary, plus taking vitamins. Lili ensured that Indonesian health service facilities in Saudi Arabia are ready to treat patients in case of transmission. Next, we have Commission 7 of the Indonesian House of Representatives conducted a working visit to Japan in order to increase cooperation between Indonesia and Japan, especially in the fields of business, research, and technology. Member of Commission 7 of the House, Diah Roro Esti, said during the working visit, her side obtained new information and perspectives in order to accelerate net zero emissions. As quoted by Antara State News Agency from her social media on Tuesday, she said, during her recent working visit, cooperation between Indonesia and Japan in the field of energy transition infrastructure, namely the Asia Zero Emission Community, was also discussed. We end the news with Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Pahala Nugraha Mansuri, on Tuesday encouraged developing countries to keep voicing increased cooperation for common progress amid a world situation characterized by geopolitical competition and economic fragmentation. Quoted from the statement of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Wednesday, he remarked that developing countries must pay attention to a number of things in preparing a long-term global development agenda. Pahala also explained that a number of trade barriers have increased almost three times since 2019. He hopes the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development can play a key role in analyzing these discriminatory policies and their negative impact on developing countries. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled Indonesia Towards OECD Membership. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Tuesday welcomed the decision of 38 member countries of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, to support Indonesia to become a member of the organization. As said on the website oecd.org, the OECD is an international organization that seeks to build better policies for a better life. The organization aims to shape policies that promote prosperity, equality, opportunity, and well-being for all. According to President Joko Widodo, becoming a member of the OECD is a significant step for Indonesia to access more global investment and international financial resources. In addition, membership in the OECD will help Indonesia avoid the middle-income trap. Indonesia's joining the OECD is also expected to encourage Indonesia's transition into a developed country. Indonesia has been a major partner country of the OECD since 2007. Even a joint work program has been developed with Indonesia since 2014. On February 20, 2024, the OECD Council decided to open discussions on the accession of Indonesia, the first Southeast Asian candidate to OECD membership. The accession roadmap for Indonesia was adopted on March 29, 2024. While founded by developed countries, the OECD now also has members from developing countries. However, the requirements to become a member are uneasy. One of the requirements that Indonesia must meet to become an OECD member is an average income per capita of $10,000. Meanwhile, Indonesia's average per capita income is still at $5,500 in 2024. Whether Indonesia will be like South Korea and Japan, which took 10 years from accession discussions opening to becoming full members, remains to be seen. Hopefully, Indonesia's membership in the OECD will be able to support reforms towards the Golden Indonesia 2045 ideal to become a developed country, which, of course, will lead to the welfare of all Indonesian people. And listener, that was commentary. Thanks for listening.
We begin today in history with an event on May 15, 1972. United States officially returned Okinawa to Japan. During the Second World War, Okinawa was the scene of massive ground battles between the Allied and Japanese armies. The post-war Okinawa period began after the Battle of Okinawa and Japan's defeat. The Okinawa Islands were under United States administration. While under its administration, the United States Air Force established several military bases on the Okinawa Islands. Okinawa officially returned to Japan on May 15, 1972. We move to the next event on May 15, 1993, about the first International Day of Families. International Day of Families is celebrated on May 15 every year since 1993. It was first introduced by the United Nations General Assembly and has become an annual anniversary celebrated around the world. United Nations considers the importance of commemorating Family Day as an effort to raise awareness of children's rights, gender equality, health, education, social inclusion, and family welfare. We end today in history with an event on May 15, 1998, when the Great Riots of May 98 in Indonesia ended. The May 1998 riots occurred in Indonesia on May 13 to the 15, 1998. The riot was triggered by the Asian financial crisis and Trisakti tragedy, where four Trisakti University students were shot during a demonstration on May 12, 1998. In this riot, many shops and companies were destroyed by the mob. The largest concentration of riots occurred in Indonesia's major cities, such as Jakarta, Bandung, and Surakarta. In Jakarta, the riots subsided on May 15, 1998. Security forces patrolled with cleaning up the remnants of the previous action. The number of victims in the May 1998 riots in various regions of Indonesia was estimated at 1,217 people died, 91 people injured, and 31 people missing. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia. Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia highlights Germany interested in investing and cooperating in Nusantara development. Germany is interested in investing in the Nusantara capital city in East Kalimantan. That was stated by German Ambassador to Indonesia, Her Excellency Ina Lepel, in Jakarta on Monday. Quoting Tempo.co, the ambassador said some German companies had signed letter of intent in Nusantara. According to her, the signing was a form of German companies' interest and curiosity for the latest situation in Nusantara. Ambassador Lepel also expressed their interest in investing came from Deputy Ambassador and Economic Department Head of the German Embassy when visiting Nusantara, along with representatives from German institutions and companies. Earlier on April 30, 2024, German Embassy's delegates led by Deputy Ambassador Thomas Graf visited the diplomatic complex, which will be a location for diplomatic representations from various friendly countries in Nusantara. According to Lepel, at that time, Berlin had expressed their interest to relocate their embassy to Nusantara. The cooperation increase was also done in the form of a MOU during the 2023 Hannover Messe conference with Siemens, an electronic company from Germany. Quoting the Nusantara Capital City release, Siemens was interested in exploring a cooperation in green energy and transmission cable supply in Nusantara. Meanwhile, about the relations in the Nusantara Capital City release, the Funding and Investment Deputy at Nusantara Capital City Authority, Agung Wicaksono, said big companies such as Siemens and Commerzbank, as well as funding companies from Germany, are very interested in Nusantara Capital City. In her statement, Ambassador Lepel explained, in general, the German company has a big interest and curiosity about how Nusantara Capital City works. Ambassador Lepel also stated the readiness of Germany to cooperate with the new government of Indonesia that will be led by the elected president for the 2024-2029 period. Ambassador Lepel thus hoped the government transition period would be smooth so that programs can run according to the planned agenda. That was My Indonesia.
Selama dunia masih berputar, perbedaan tak pernah pudar. Terbawa keangkuhan manusia, tak ingin membagi rasa. Bukalah mata hati kita, bayangkan.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Ujung Kulon National Park, one of the most important national parks and nature conservation sites in Indonesia and even the world. Not only the beauty of the lowland tropical forest, the one-horned rhino is also an attraction of this location. In addition, the location of savanna fields, hot springs, and mangrove forests are also the best attractions when visiting Ujung Kulon National Park. The national park is located on the westernmost peninsula of Java Island, along with several smaller islands such as Pechang Island, Handelem Island, and Panaitan Island. The highest location is Honje Mountain. Apart from these islands, we can visit Sanghyang Sirah Cave in the west of Ujung Kulon Peninsula. You can also enjoy the culture of the local community, which is crowded with visitors during the Maulid and Muharram months of the Hijri year. As a characteristic of the national park in Ujung Kulon, we can see the natural habitat of various types of protected animals, such as the Javan rhinoceros, deer, antelope, buffalo, various types of primates, and birds. By trekking through the forest and savanna grasslands, we'll see the wild natural views. Besides the Javan rhino, in Ujung Kulon, we can also see the Javan owa, one of the protected primates that can be found in Curug Cikajang. Listener, to visit Ujung Kulon National Park, you can go via Labuan City in Banten Province by using boat to one of the islands. In Ujung Kulon, there are also various telecommunication network facilities, electricity, and clean water. Tourism facilities such as accommodation, information centers, tour guides, and transportation are also available. UNESCO has declared that the Ujung Kulon area is a World Heritage Nature Reserve. Well, listener, that ends today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Di saat engkau di sana, kadang langit terasa gelapnya. Kemana langkahku pergi, selalu ada bayangmu. Ku yakin makna nurani, kau takkan pernah terganti. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersaung. Ku percaya hati kecilku, kau takkan berpaling. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti ku kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersaung. Ku yakin bersaungi, kau takkan pernah terganti. Pandanglah bintang berpijar, kau tak pernah tersembunyi. Di mana engkau berada, di sana cintaku. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti ku kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku, hanya untukku. Di
sana. Kadang langit terasa gelapnya, namun bintang kan tunjukkan hidupku pada dirinya. Walau ke ujung dunia,
pasti akan ku nanti.
Meski ke tujuh samudra,
of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Pulau Sangalaki. Di Pulau Sangalaki,
which means on Sangalaki Island. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy. The conversations took place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and the conversations officers on Sangalaki Island. Brau Regency is Kalimantan province. Chris tells us that he has never held a turtle before. Let's listen to their conversations.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly, and you can repeat it after me.
Waktu kecil,
which means childhood.
Saya,
which means I.
Hanya,
which means only.
Bisa bermain,
which means can play.
Dengan,
which means with.
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy.
Dari plastik,
which means from plastic.
Waktu kecil saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle.
Pulau Sangalaki.
which means Sangat Lucky Island.
Terkenal, terkenal,
which means famous.
Sebagai, sebagai,
which means as.
Tempat konservasi, tempat konservasi,
which means conservation site.
Penyu, penyu,
which means turtle.
Pengunjung, pengunjung,
which means visitor.
Anak-anak, anak-anak,
which means children.
Berinteraksi, berinteraksi,
which means to interact.
Tukik, tukik,
which means hatchlings.
Anak penyu, anak penyu,
which means turtle hatchlings.
Seru, seru,
which means fun. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle. In this statement, the word
penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
means a toy that resembles a turtle or simply a turtle toy. In Indonesian, to express the meaning of a toy that resembles or imitates a certain object, the word that expresses the object is repeated and given the suffix "an". For example,
mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means a car toy or a toy that resembles a car. Now let's listen to the other examples, the words that mean imitations of object in other sentences.
Mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means car replicas or car toy.
Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan. Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan,
which means children like to play with a car toy.
Rumah-rumahan, rumah-rumahan,
which means toy's house.
Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya. Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya,
which means mom bought the toy's house for her daughter. Sangat Lucky Island is located in Berau Regency, East Kalimantan Province. The 280-hectare island is home to hawkbills and green turtle conservations. The island is a habitat for hawkbill and green turtles because these turtle species favor sandy beaches as nesting sites that are free from sound and light sources and human presence. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Pulau Sangat Lucky ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Listeners, that was this week's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toys. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attentions.
Sampai jumpa.
There was a piano we used to play and spend the time till we found it was love hiding inside.
cannot separate us. There's a flame of love searching in the dark, it's there to guide us. But through the days beyond the haze, I can see you reaching out to hold me.
Listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from Central Java entitled Sakentang Sakentung. The song was composed by Rizky Abdullah. The song Sakentang Sakentung is one of the winners of the 2023 Nusantara Regional Song Creation Competition. According to Rizky, the song was inspired by his childhood. The lyrics tell the story of a child playing on Sunday, playing in the rice fields, and rides a buffalo. The song also has a message that we can live in harmony and peace together. Well, listener, here is the song Sakentang Sakentung by Rizky Abdullah. Enjoy! Okay.
Dina minggu, aku metu dolan karo kanca lunganing sawahan, numpak kebo karo mempangan, kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan, urip kue ora mung dewekan.
sliro kutunggo cekelan mending meneng ora sah cangkeman daripada bubar kekancanan. Hey tu sak kentang sak kentung kat di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manik jalak sasarian. Sak kentang, sak kentung kat di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak sasarean. Dina minggu aku metu dolan karo kanca lunganing sawahan numpak kebo karo main pangan kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan urip kue ora mung dewekan tepos liro kudu enggo cekelan mending meneng ora sah cangkeman daripada bubar kekancanan. Seitu sak kentang sak kentung kan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak sasarean. Sak kentang, sak kentung kan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak sasarean. Bocah wadon sing ayu dewek laka-laka sing paling molek kutu kuat wong lanang melek nek orang ngesuk mangan tembelek. Hi, tung sak kentang sak kentung kat di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak sasarean. Tung sak kentang sak kentung kat di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak sasarean. Tung sak kentang sak kentung kat di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak sasarean. Tung sak kentang sak kentung kat di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak sasarean. Sak kentang, sak kentung kati lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak sasarean. Tung sak kentang, sak kentung kati lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak sasarean.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau kembali tak sabar rindu lama ku menanti ku tunggu di sini dulu kau berjanji kan segera kembali setahun sudah ku menanti pulang ke tahun mengharap kembali ingatlah janjimu kan segera kembali tak sabar ku hati yang menjadi saksi janjimu kan kembali lama sudah diriku menanti tak sabar rasa hati saat tinggal di Tirto nanti janjimu pergi kan segera kembali lama sudah diri menanti di sini kapan kau kembali. Nanti, ku nanti janjimu kan kembali. Tak sabar, tak sabar, tak sabar aku lama menunggu. Aku rindu, aku kangen,
nanti, ku nanti janjimu kan kembali. Tak sabar, tak sabar, tak sabar. Menjadi saksi janjimu kan kembali. Lama sudah diriku menanti, tak sabar rasa hati. Depan nanti yang jadi saksi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cinta.